Good morning. Nearly 800 people have been evacuated in Malaga due to a wildfire affecting the municipalities of Estepona, Benavís, Jubrique and Gwenallgatchal. The fire broke out in the mountains of Sierra Bermeja within the municipal limits of Jubrique. Preventative evacuations took place in Estepona's Forest Hill and Las Abrejas residential areas in the early hours of yesterday. By the afternoon, the flames had reached Benavís, where a residential development called Monte Maya was also evacuated. The uneven terrain and changing winds hampered the firefighting effort in an area that is also home to a forest of Spanish fir trees. There were road closures on the AP7 highway to Cadiz between kilometres 157 and 171, as well as on the provincial roads, the MA8301 and the MA8302. Around 250 firefighters, some brought in from the provinces of Cadiz, Cordoba, Granada, Jaén and Sevilla, were fighting the blaze with support from 29 aircraft, including a coordination plane to define the fire's perimeter, along with seven helicopters and two amphibious planes. No official statement as to the size of the wildfire has yet been made. The magnitude of the blaze could be seen from the coast of Marbella, some 50 kilometres away. Discussions within Catalan politics mean that the expansion of the El Prat airport in Barcelona will not now take place after all. The central government said there is insufficient support from the Generalitat to make such a large investment. In early August, Prime Minister Sanchez and the regional president of Catalonia, Pere Aragonès, announced the El Prat airport would be expanded and €1.7 billion have been earmarked for the expansion. However, shortly after the decision was made, discussion arose between various parties within Catalonia. There was also resistance from Barcelona's mayor, Colau, and various environmental organisations. Pedro Sanchez said further discussions cannot be held now until 2026. Therefore, the Prime Minister sees no other option than to suspend the expansion plans again. The Barcelona City Council and environmental groups are pleased that these plans have now been put on hold. This is mainly due to the fact that a piece of nature reserve would have been lost when the airport was expanded. And a British couple wanted by the United States as suspects in the death of a scuba diver in Florida a decade ago are facing extradition from Spain after their case was featured on an American television show. Christopher Jones and Alison Gracie were arrested in April by the regional police near Bilbao. Fox Channel's revival of America's Most Wanted had profiled their case only days earlier. Gracie appeared before a Spanish court yesterday where she refused to willingly accept extradition. The judge is expected to rule in the coming days. The extradition proceedings are being handled separately for Mr. Jones, who has already been in custody since the couple's arrest in April. He and Gracie are also accused of making false statements to the US Coast Guard. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.